Gather around your speakers, hoop heads. It's NBA story time. Jamel Johnson here to spin you tales of NBA shenanigans you didn't know you needed to know. Like that time when a little startup league tried anything to be relevant, or when Ricky Davis earned himself a dumb nickname. I also love you, Ricky Davis. Catch a new tale on NBA Storytime every week, then listen to the postgame where I break it down with comedians, ballers, and what have you. Find NBA Storytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Guys, what's up? I want to take a quick second to let you guys know that our podcast is supported by Anchor. That's right. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. I'm doing this ad from my phone as we speak. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. Evidently, I can't talk. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now back to the show.
Another episode of the show today, Patreon exclusive episode. One of the perks if you are a tier 2 or 3 subscriber. We thank all of our fans. You guys keep us running. You guys keep this show going. But the Patreon subscribers help on an even higher level. For those that aren't subscribed, you get a small snippet. Subscribers, you get the full episode. Let's have a day. Let's go.
Welcome back, Wash Up Walk-Ons fans, episode 131 or 2, I think. I'm not sure. Kluver told me, but I didn't listen.
32.
This is the introduction to what is going to be the Q&A episode for us this month. I think we've been slacking on them lately. That's Kluver's fault again. Just going to blame him for everything that goes wrong with the podcast because Kevin and I are just here as the talent. Yeah, hopefully you guys sent in some good questions. We're loaded up with good answers, so let's get her kicked off.
That's a great example of extreme ownership out of you, Drake. I love it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't believe that's how it worked, Kevin. I don't remember it.
Oh, did I not get the right message out of that book?
No, I believe the extreme ownership was something about never placing blame or something along those lines.
Oh, yeah, I got a completely different meaning out of that, I guess.
Ooh. Yeah. Well, you wouldn't be the only one as of late. So, for those wondering, extreme ownership, I'm sure most of you have heard of it. We've referenced it before. Jocko Willink book that the team read. I get a lot of those. You guys get DMs like, hey, what are those books you mentioned? You ever get those?
I've gotten a few. Yeah.
Yeah. I always like every couple weeks someone will hit me up about the
Slight Edge, Extreme Ownership,
Legacy
or Goggins is Can't Hurt Me.
Can't Hurt Me is a fucking amazing book.
Yeah, even if like, you're not super I mean it's just a good read in general. I mean he tells a pretty good story, so
yeah.
It's not even if like you're trying to get like your life together and motivated and shit. It's just actually just a good read.
Yeah.
Goggins is an absolute nut, though.
Oh, 100%. Total nut.
Like, there's guys who – so what like I got
– like, if you're a Navy SEAL, you're at least 3 standard deviations away from the average. This guy's probably at least another 4 or 5 beyond that.
Right. I was just going to say there's what I got from reading his book and just from following him is he, there's people out there who just, for lack of a better way to describe it, they're better than other people. They have a better mindset. They're more determined. They're more dedicated. They're more consistent. They're mentally harder. You know, Goggins' thing is stay hard.
And that's a dude that is about as hard as titanium.
Right. There, yeah, and there's a lot of guys who are like that. I'd like to consider, you know, us three, you know, most Division One football players would definitely fit that category relative to a normal human, and so on. But Goggins is – he's just one of those guys who has all of that, plus he was born with something special.
Right. I mean, you just finish up doing the Navy SEALs and like, okay, I'm just going to run ultra marathons now.
Well,
like
after being extremely fat to start.
Well, here's the thing. The first one he ran, he had never even ran a marathon before.
Go ahead.
The first one he runs at 225 pounds, no training, 100-mile race.
And nope. He's talking about how he's like literally pissing and shitting. He's pissing blood and shitting himself.
And it was on a track.
Right. Because like he wasn't like obviously in shape to do that, but he just kept going. Like he should have stopped 30 miles ago, but he had to get to 100 miles in order to qualify for this race that he wanted to actually run in. So he just kept going. And he talks about in the book how he's like, he had like a super hard workout with one of his Navy SEAL buddies the day before.
Right.
He's like, yeah, I'm just going to run 100 miles a day.
Clue, you and I were just talking about how a 5-mile run for you wasn't fun, and 5 miles for me will never get touched unless somebody tells me I can't do it.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I mean, you telling me I can't do it just isn't going to be enough.
Yeah, that's just tongue in cheek. Yeah, and this is where I start to feel the relativity between me and him is like, okay, if someone similar challenged me, said, Kluve, you can't go run 30 miles in a day on if you weren't trained, or 40 miles in a day.
Like just tomorrow you can't do it?
Right. I could probably go bang that out. I'm athletic enough, I'm fit enough, and I'm mentally
You give someone 24 hours, yeah, I think –
Right.
Anyone that's decently fit can get 40 miles in a day. I mean, if you're just walking it half the time, but yeah.
Right. 50 miles, but at 225 pounds, 100 miles, bro, that's different. That's just different.
Dude's kidneys were literally shutting down. He's just like, I'm just going to keep going.
Not good. So those are some of the stories in the David Goggins book, Can't Hurt Me. Highly recommend. Drake, have you even read that?
No, I haven't, but I'm a big Joe Rogan guy.
Yeah.
So being that I've watched so many Joe Rogan podcasts, I've heard a lot of David Goggins stories. I've followed David Goggins on Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't know if I do anymore, but I've seen tons of his videos.
Yeah.
Heard him
speak. I'd recommend that one. It'd be a good one to just listen on tape too.
Oh yeah, that would be fantastic. He we're recording this a day after he posted a pretty fantastic video about chestnuts.
I just watched the chestnuts video and I can see how many people could get offended by that. Like if you don't have the right mindset, that video made you so butthurt.
Yeah, bad. Especially if you're like a guy who thinks he's tough. But anyway, that's a nice little solid intro. Some of the stuff that we're into on this podcast, 132, Drake, 132. Cutting in for just a quick moment, guys. Thank you for listening to the intro of the episode. You guys are going to get a little bit more here in a second, but this is where we're going to cut out lots of extra episode between this point and where we're going to pick up, and some even after. A full hour worth of content. Again, this is one of those exclusive things. It's not to take away content from you guys. We feel like it's not totally unfair to give you a 15-minute episode every 2 months or longer. That's really like one in every 16 episodes. This is just simply for those who have
chosen to support us on a higher level, this is one of the perks that they get. So we're going to jump back into the middle of the Q&A, talking about what the differences were between walk-ons and scholarship, how that kind of dynamic played out, and how it looked from early on in our career to when we graduated and what things are kind of like now. Enjoy the rest of the episode. Thanks for listening. Hey, guys. Yep, it's me again. Got to interrupt the episode real quick to talk to you guys about Spotify, one of the sponsors of this podcast. On Spotify, you can listen to all your favorite artists and podcasts in one place for free. You don't even need a premium account. Spotify has a huge catalog of podcasts on every topic, including the one you're listening to right now. Yeah, we're on Spotify. I don't know how we did that, but pretty cool. Other things you can do on Spotify is follow your favorite podcast so you never miss an episode. Premium users can download episodes to listen to offline wherever you are, and you can easily share what you're listening to with your friends on Instagram. If you haven't done so already, be sure to download the Spotify app. Search for Washed Up Walk-Ons on Spotify or browse podcasts in the Your Library tab. Also, make sure to follow us so that you never miss an episode of the Washed Up Walk-Ons. With Iowa having such success from walk-ons, what's the difference from scholarship players as far as accessibility and schedule? And then I was like confused what he was saying. And he said, do walk-ons have the same privileges as scholarship players? And this might be one of our newer listeners because we've talked about this before.
He also said,
how much tougher is it for a walk-on? When you're in the complex, you don't know. You don't know who's a walk-on and who's a scholarship player. Like, I think
sometimes you find out day one of practice, but other than that.
Right.
So it's pretty much the same. You pay your own way. Back in our first 2 years, you had to pay for training table. That's gone away now. You don't get treated any differently.
Inside the football complex, it's pretty much been mainstreamed to where you don't know. Like, everybody gets to eat the same food. Everybody gets the same access to everything.
Maybe you have to prove yourself a little bit more on the field. But, you know, coaches see
talent. You definitely have to prove yourself more, and you don't get nearly as many opportunities as – to like screw up before it's just not tolerated, you know? Like, if a guy gets brought in and they're expecting him to be something and they paid his way there, you know, I've watched right in front of my own eyes a whole lot of guys who didn't deserve to be getting reps where they were getting them.
Yeah.
Getting them because this coach had it in his head that his high school film was just all of that.
I don't know if it's that. It's just that, let's be honest, we were walk-ons for a reason. We weren't most athletic guys on the field. So they're just like, we need to get this guy who's super athletic. We just got to try, because we don't try.
Yeah.
When you don't get the reps, he's never going to improve.
And
so if we get the super athletic guy up to this point, like, he's got a much higher ceiling than this walk-on guy who's,
right,
you know.
And they, you know, straight up, it, you know, back to business, it's a money thing. They invested $20,000 a year into this kid. Like, so they're gonna give him a few extra reps, a few extra, you know, like, hey, come along, because we kind of planned on you being part of the plan here.
But at the same time, man,
prove my point.
At the same time, if you have a walk-on who's just straight up bawling out,
like Brady Ross,
right? Like, yeah, like, they're not gonna, okay, we got this scholarship guy who's trash, who just, like, we just swung in for the fences and missed on this one. So we got this walk-on guy who's falling out. Like, okay, the walk-on's going to start. Like,
yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, the best player is going to play.
For sure. Yeah. Somebody asked Culver's or Freddy's, and it's really close.
Never even had Freddy's.
Freddy's.
So, like, Freddy's has, like, popped up all over the place, like, in the last year. Like,
yeah.
Is it basically the same thing as Culver's?
It's very similar. It's like Freddy's frozen custard and burgers. I would say it's just like a smaller chain of Culver's, basically.
Five Guys overall, yeah, so, bro.
It's Five Guys for sure. I mean, but there's a Freddy's in downtown now. There's one that just popped up by Wigginton. And then I was driving through Chicago on the way home like a couple weeks ago, and I drove past and Freddy's there. I'm like, these did not exist 18 months ago. Where are these all coming
from? Well, I don't know if they originated in Nebraska, but there's a bunch in Omaha and Nebraska, like on our drive to Lauren's family. I've had it. It's good.
Can we fact check that if they are actually from Nebraska and we can boycott them?
Right. If they're from Nebraska, then Culver's is probably the answer, like straight up. I love custard, so give me either one. But like Drake said, give me a Five Guys shake. Or you know what I had last night? Lauren and I went to somebody gave us a gift card for like helping them out with something, and it was a zombie burger. The burgers no, but the shakes. They have a chocolate shake.
I'm not gonna lie. It's just hard. It's just hard to mess up a milkshake. Like there's good milkshakes. And then there's like great milkshakes, but it's hard to have a milkshake that's worse than good. You know what
you're
I mean?
Right. I mean, you're correct on that, but I love the cake shakes from Zombie Burger.
Portillo's cake shake.
There ain't nothing that got fucking salt on Portillo's chocolate cake shake now. Let me tell you that.
I need one of those immediately. All right, let's get to the question that piqued Drake's interest. If you had to set up a UFC pay-per-view card between former teammates, who would you match up, who would win, and why? Cutting in again, if you want to find out who we wanted to match up in a UFC cage fight across all the teammates that we had, check us out at patreon.com/washupwalkons. Or you can find it on our social media pages, Twitter and Instagram. The links are all there. Thank you guys again for listening to our episode 132 of the show, and we will talk at you again soon. You guys are the best. Hawks by a million. Advantage Iowa. Peace.
I'm MJ Acosta-Ruiz.
And I'm Lindsay Zarniak.
And together we'll be hosting the On Her Turf podcast. This summer, On Her Turf is hosting a daily Olympics podcast
that focuses exclusively on women's sports and the amazing women competing in Tokyo.
We'll bring you interviews with Olympians and in-depth analysis on your favorite teams.
Plus, we're going to talk about some of the challenges still facing women's sports today.
So join us daily at On Her Turf as we cover all the excitement of the Tokyo Olympics.
Be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts and be sure to follow On Her Turf on Twitter and Instagram too.